is Southside.
Certainly one of the highlights of 2010 was the fantastic area that is the Blue Crush Zone and the Blue Crush Cafe in Scarborough. It's absolutely wonderful, and not only does it actually have a fabulous customer base scenario, it's growing and expanding. It also has the delightful Ken Kitson there, and also, of course, run as you'd expect with consummate style, professionalism and panache by the one and only Richard Egan. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Fantastic. So how's it going, Richard, as we head into the late autumnal and early winter months at the Blue Crush?
Yeah, it's going fantastic at the moment. Obviously, it's quietened down since the summer season, since the children have gone back to school. But we've got a host of things on this winter to keep everyone coming in, such as we have our two-for-one meals on a Monday now for our locals. And we also have, every Wednesday turning up, is Ken Kitson's quiz night, which should be extremely good again. And then we have our open microphone nights on Thursdays, and then on the weekends we have our bands, so it should be a good winter.
You see, there's no reason whatsoever not to have a thoroughly enjoyable time when you're actually in Scarborough. It's something I actually said to Nicholas Parsons, who we were connecting with at the World's Words Festival in Louth recently, and I was saying, Nicholas, I know you're in Scarborough, but you should check out the Blue Crush as well, really. You know, it's worth going to. I'm not sure whether he did or not, but, you know, at least the message was there. That's the important thing.
Exactly, I appreciate that.
Moving onwards, of course, as you said, we shifted different times, and we are still hopeful we might be able to come down and see you in the not too distant future, as we said, do a kind of companion piece to our summer feature on what you're doing at the Blue Crush. That whole North Bay area of Scarborough, though, is certainly undergoing a renaissance, really, both for the cultural arts and so on. It's almost a case of recession. What recession?
Yeah, I must admit, it's getting busier and busier down here.
Really shows the quality that you've actually got, quite simply, Richard. You know, it's working through that. In terms of the staff, and this is something which, you know, you might not want to share with them because it might overinflate their egos, but I was really very taken with how professional and friendly the staff actually are, because there are some places, and we can't mention any names, Richard, where you just wonder, what the heck are you doing employed there in the first place? It's got, yeah, can I help you, what, yeah, etc. Whereas I think you get much more than that by the folk who are actually serving at the Blue Crush.
Exactly, yeah. We try to emphasise, especially it's a tourist area, so we try to emphasise the importance of being friendly and making the visit to Blue Crush enjoyable, really, to the extent where we're doing this winter extensive training again for all the staff, and we have our core members of staff now, and they're excellent, totally reliable. So, it's a very important thing.
As I said at the top of the piece, Richard, it was one of our highlights of the summer, doing a day out in Scarborough, and I think the highlights of that day, even though we were lucky enough to check out some of the more interesting and esoteric lines of Scarborough, was very much starting and finishing at the Blue Crush. In terms of, obviously, the summer months coming through, you mentioned, obviously, Ken, who we'll be speaking to in a few moments from that. I mean, he's becoming legendary in even greater ways these days. I mean, I don't know if you caught the very last episode of Last of the Summer Wine, but the way he actually kept his dignity whilst his trousers were not there, I thought, was a genius, a masterclass in acting.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about that, but I must admit, I'm guilty. I haven't actually seen that last one yet.
I can't believe
that. I will do, don't you worry.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was an astounding thing, etc. So, a web address. How can people actually get in touch or sort of find out what's happening with the Blue Crush? If they say, we fancy a little drive out, we want to sort of check out a whole range of things there, let's go to the Blue Crush in North Bay in Scarborough.
Yeah, well, we do everything we do, all our entertainment, etc., is all on our website, including all our menus, Christmas menus, everything. The website is www.bluecrushbar.com. So absolutely everything's on there, any details you need, and the phone number's on there if you want to ring and ask any questions.
Fantastic stuff. In fact, you know, I'm actually just using the studio computer to pull that detail up even as we speak, and then, as if by magic, pow, the whole thing comes through. The excitement is actually there, and let's just actually check this thing out, because it's always useful, I find. It's a bit of our kind of consumer research in many ways, Richard. I know you weren't expecting this, but you can do that. You've got a wonderful shot of Scarborough. You've got weekly events, venues available, obviously, for weddings, christenings, etc. You've got live bands. I see on Sunday, the 7th of November, you've got Groove Socks on.
We have, yeah, that's a regular week. We have our house bands every Sunday from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. We have a local band on, and we have our core four or five bands, and it's an extremely good evening. It's early for a Sunday, but it's always rammed in here, absolutely full of customers, and seems to go down really well.
Yeah, I think we should certainly talk about doing some musical features and maybe some focus on the bands at the Blue Crush, really, to kind of, you know, expand that publicity, because, as you say, that's looking good. Obviously, there's a certain Bonfire Nights taking place on the 5th of November, which is tonight, so we won't sort of worry too much about that. Presumably, the fireworks will be outdoors?
Yeah, I mean, there's an abundance of bonfires and fireworks in the North Bay every year, but the last 2 years since this building's been built and we've opened, etc., this bay is so busy, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
You literally can't walk outside with that many people.
Now, looking ahead, I see on Sunday the 14th of November an auspicious day, because not only was it the birthday of one of my ex-girlfriends, also the birthday of Prince Charles. You're celebrating the birthday of Prince Charles by getting Ali and the Beachcomber to
actually perform. That's right, they're a fantastic reggae band. So they give, we're right on the beach, and they give that the image of being abroad with their older reggae music.
And I was going to say, as we both know, Richard, clearly Scarborough, the home of reggae music. Sure, yeah, man, let's go down with the whole town and do the reggae beat on the Scarborough way.
Exactly.
Yes, Tilly and Townsend, I see, up at the 21st of November.
That's again, that's Tom Townsend, which he hosts most of the bands and actually organises our music for us. He's renowned in Scarborough for being one of the best musicians, and he's basically made this his own venue, and plays here nearly every week.
I'm pleased you said that, Ken, because, Richard, I should say, I'm pleased you said that, Richard, because for a moment I thought, is it Andy Townsend, the former footballer, now sports pundit commentator, and obviously it's different
routine. No, it's not that one.
No, exactly. And finally, as we sort of head, in fact, I was looking to October there, we've passed through October, so we worked through that, so November the 21st is where it goes. So it's fantastic, it's easily put together. I see you're on Facebook, which is, you know, I'm going to do this now, I'm going to actually become a friend of a Blue Crush on Facebook, so I'm going to do this as we speak. You can obviously feel free to like Southside Broadcasting, which is also on Facebook, but you know, there's no pressure, it's just a thought from that sort of point of view. So I've put this whole thing here, so add Blue Crush Bar as friend, and I've just clicked on that, and it's coming through, and there we are. I've joined the likes of various Tezza, Terol, Grimshaw, actually it says add Blue Crush as a friend, so I'm going to send a request now. I'm sending that request, and I've sent that friend request to the Blue Crush Bar for approval. So you might decide, no, it wasn't a good interview, I'm not going to accept him, you know, but there we are, you know, I've done that from that point of view. Richard, fabulous chatting with you, good self, as ever. A great sort of event that you've got there, the Blue Crush Bar, the go-to place, as we say, in Scarborough's North Bay, for all manner of exciting things, just some of the musical things we've talked about there. I think it's time we had a wee word with young Ken. What say you?
He's right next to me, as Ken is eager to talk to you.
Well, there you go. Okay, Richard, for the moment, many thanks indeed. We'll see you again very soon.
Thank you for everything. I'll hand you over to Ken.
Excellent. And from Facebook and manner of other bits and pieces, we say, Ken Kitson, how are you, Ken? Are you well?
I'm all right, and you?
I'm delighted to speak to you again. Still ticking over. People are still talking in Lincoln about the last live link we did. And indeed, of course, that wonderful edition of the Last of the Summer Wine, where you quite literally lost your trousers.
Yeah, I sat watching that and I thought, because we filmed them out of sequence, I'd forgotten what were coming. And I was sat there thinking, why aren't I getting out of the car? Then I realised at the end why I wasn't getting out of the car.
Trousers on. Yeah, exactly. And I've got to say, I mean, you have a wonderful cast there, but I thought your bits were the finest. They were the best bits in what probably, if I'm being absolutely honest, probably wasn't one of the finest episodes of Last of the Summer.
It wasn't, because, you see, the thing is, we didn't know it was going to be the final episode, you see. So that was just filmed as another episode.
Yeah.
So we didn't have that final episode, like a special to finish it off, and they just put Peter's voice on at the end, you know, like that where it says, did I lock that door? They put that on at the end when they knew it was finishing.
Yeah. It's a pity, you know. I think the BBC let us down there. They let the viewers down, because one could have had a bit more. I mean, when you think of what they did with The Bill, for instance.
Exactly. They knew there was going to be a final episode. It was fantastic. It was really good and very moving episode, you know. So I think that's what we needed. Plus, the light heartbeat was the same. That needed the final episode. It left it up in the air, you know. So
never mind, Ken.
The public deserved it.
Precisely.
You know, and I think the series deserved it. I think Roy Clark had earned it over 37 years.
Yeah, precisely so. Anyway, enough stuff. As we say, Last of the Summer Wine, the spirit continues, because Last of the Summer Wine stage performing at the Blue Crush with, of course, the classic line of your good self and Louis Emmerich, Last of the Summer Wine's Cooper and Walsh, the day after Prince Charles's birthday on November the 15th.
Yeah. We're doing that on the Monday night, yeah. We've only got about 8 tickets left for that one.
Mm.
And
I'm
then we're turning the lights on at Home Firth on November 27th.
Yeah.
And on the 26th in New Mill, which is just down the road from Home Firth, we're doing the same show again, me and Lewis.
The
Working Men's Club.
Yeah, I'm glad you actually said that, because for a moment, as you may have gathered there, I wasn't sure in terms of, was it Lewis or was it Louis?
It's Lewis Emmerich.
Yeah, exactly. As in Satchmo, of course.
Yeah,
Lewis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Important stuff there.
Yeah.
I see we've also got the event including an evening supper of the very popular Blue Crush Posh Fish and Chips.
Yeah. Well, that's on November 15th. Yeah,
yes.
Rich is doing a posh fish and chip supper, yeah. Mm. And when you see their fish and chips, you realise what they mean.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
I endorse
and
that.
The other thing, that we've got a meeting on the 13th of December, we're trying to bring it forward, about a series for ourselves, for the two policemen.
Yeah. I know.
Well, I'm bringing that to Scarborough. I didn't
want to mention that, Ken, because I just thought, well, just keep it quiet until it's released and
right,
all manner
definitely.
Of news comes through.
Yeah,
let's go with that. No, shh.
Yeah.
So
don't put spam in the works.
Precisely,
okay.
Precisely. Now, in terms of the weather, now, obviously we met up with you in the summer when you were selling your books outside the Blue Crush, etc. As the weather becomes a little bit more challenging, do you
still... I haven't been selling for about a fortnight. I've run out of books anyway.
Oh, well, there we are. Fantastic. Right, so all's well. I was just beginning to think, well, you know, I had this notion of you sort of standing or sitting there.
Yeah, there with frostbite.
Exactly,
you know I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, precisely.
And I thought, my fingers to sign them. Yeah.
Ken, you're ahead of me. You're absolutely right. That's so true from that point of view. Listen, as ever, it's been fabulous. Just getting a little flavour of the kind of exciting things that you're doing. And, of course, the fact that tickets, just one or two. I mean, literally, I think you have to go as soon as you actually listen to this. In fact, at the same time, go on the website, book tickets for an arresting night with Last of the Summer Wines, Cooper and Walsh.
We've only got 8 left.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute classic. Yeah. That's there. I hear that you might be talking to one of our dialer vets at Southside Broadcasting, Stuart Easby, about his experiences abroad as well. That's also been suggested. That's quite fun, actually, because Stuart's quite a character, as you'd expect, with his veterinary skills, etc. And I'm sure you'd be the perfect interviewer to actually sort of share that as well. So we'll ask you those last two questions, Ken. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us here at Southside Broadcasting
definitely.
Today?
I mean, it's always interesting, and you always sound so interested as well, which is great, you know.
That's because we are
really enjoying it as well, you know.
Yeah, well, this is because we are, you know. That's, you know, other stations might pretend to sort of have that, but we follow the whole thing. There's a passion there. So, can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Anytime. I mean, well, you've got Richard's number. Just get through there, and I'm always around somewhere.
Well,
you know,
there we are. Exactly.
Within a phone call away.
Precisely. Listen, yeah. Ken, it's been fantastic. So to both your good self, Ken Kitson, and, of course, Richard Egan from Blue Crush. Ken Kitson, actor extraordinaire, and, of course, stunt person extraordinaire. Let's not forget that. You know, there are all sorts of other factors in there. Did you do any stunts for the final Last of the Summer Wine,
I mean,
by the way?
At the moment, I mean, I have another thing that's coming up as well over the winter time with... I'm doing, you know, like people do Murder Weekend.
Yeah.
So I came up with the idea, because I come up with ideas every 10 minutes, and I came up with the idea of drama weekends, and we're hoping to start them at the Cladance Gardens Hotel over the winter period.
Do you know, I think we should do another location report at the site of one of those murder evenings. What do you think?
Yeah.
We can come down and see you from that point of view. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ken, it's been brilliant. We will see you again very
soon.
All
the best.